right, good to go? All right, thank you for your patience. And you can just look directly at me for this entire interview.
Thank you.
And for our records, can I just have you slowly say and spell your first and last name?
Dominic Ortiz, D-O-M-I-N-I-C-O-R-T-I-Z, CEO of Potawatomi Casinos and Hotels.
And also for our records, can I have you identify your tribal affiliation?
Enrolled member of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation of Kansas.
And now, the Potawatomi Casino here in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Tell us about this fantastic sports room we're in today.
So what you are in is the first retail sports book by the Forest County Potawatomi, and we have opened not only just a sports book, but what has become the number one retail sports book venue in the country.
So when you say retail and people are thinking gaming, if they don't understand, what does that mean?
So the retail means that you have to be in person physically at the casino location in order to place a bet.
And that brings us to the heart of why we're here today. AB Bill 601. Last week I watched for about 5 or 6 hours for them to get down there. It had already passed in the assembly and it was brought to the Senate. And they had some discussions and it looks like it's moving forward. So what are some of your initial thoughts on the possibility of online sports betting here in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin overall?
Yeah, well, I see this as a big win for all the tribes and the state of Wisconsin. And the reason that it's so critical and timing, we wish we had a longer time frame to get involved or to put together solutions. But the fact of the matter is, a multitude of companies have already opened up sports betting across the state of Wisconsin, from illegal operators to offshore, to predictions, to sweepstakes, to fantasy draft plus. So when we see that happening, none of those benefits are coming back to the state. And we've had a great model for over 35 years where tribes have had exclusive gaming rights in the state and have created investments in local communities and facilities and shared millions and millions of dollars in tax revenue and kept those benefits in the state of Wisconsin. So when we see these benefits leaving and to outside operators, it was immediate concern to us to get with the legislature, to get with the tribes and talk about it and say, we got an opportunity now. Hub and spoke model has been confirmed by the courts, and the hub and spoke means that server on trust land is where the bet takes place, allowing us to pursue an opportunity, as you've seen with the legislation, to now get us one step closer to statewide mobile sports betting.
Do you think Governor Evers will sign it?
Isn't that the question of the day? So we hope that he will, and hope that he will sit down and listen to all the tribes and understand how critically important it is, not just for the tribes, but for the state of Wisconsin. If we don't do anything and sign this bill, we're all going to be left out here with no options other than retail while these industries continue to come out of state and continue to take these benefits out with us. We don't even have the ability to compete and bring that back. I know for us here at Potawatomi, this is a big thing for us, and that future includes more investments in Milwaukee is why we continue to pursue that.
The governor has said he's not maybe ready to sign it just yet. He wants to make sure that all tribes are on board. Do you think there's still some questions that some tribes may be looking for answers?
Yeah, I certainly think there are some rocks in the road, but nothing that we can't break down the pebbles and move out of the way. You know, the tribes see this as a big win. It's a great partnership with the state where, yeah, we can get ahead of this. And we have proven that we have responsible gaming. Our tribal-led solution, we're going to come to market better than what the outside commercials did for responsible gaming, from ID monitoring to know your customer to protections by just allowing ACH and debit as your form of payments. You know, we'll continue to go further from that. We don't anticipate or look forward to any kind of predatory aggressive practices. These outside commercials have been charged, fined, and have a history of nothing but those type of practices in the state. None of that value stays here. So that's why I think this the legislature got it right, you know, giving the tribes an opportunity to generate more tax revenue, more shared revenue amongst the nations, and build jobs. We have over 10,000 jobs in local communities in the state, and it's important that we continue to support that.
So you're working with people that come in every day. Are they asking, why don't you have online sports betting?
Yeah, that's a question, because some of them may open their phone. I got it right here. You know, and it's like, well, that's what we're saying. And, you know, the big message out there is that individuals are comfortable with our brand. When we opened up retail, I mean, it was nothing but, oh, thank you. We're so glad we don't have to drive to that other state that we don't want to talk about. We can keep our, we want to keep our money and our bets in the state of Wisconsin. And we want to bet with somebody that knows that has a high integrity and 35 years of responsible gaming. We're that opportunity for you.
If guests are saying, I have it right here, how are you going to drive them to the app or the next process to use it here in where our tribes in this state can benefit?
Yeah, so if we're able to go statewide, we now expand our reach and growth for not just a retail sports book to place a bet in the physical location. So the statewide expands our margin throughout the state and allows us to, you know, compete where other states like Michigan and Illinois have already have statewide mobile sports betting.
The hub and spoke model, so how would that really work?
So the hub and spoke model confirmed in the courts, the way it works is that right now we are in a casino on tribal trust land. It's the same concept. We put the servers on tribal trust land. Therefore, when you're sitting at your couch getting ready to place a bet, you have come through a spoke all the way to our hub on the tribal trust land, and that bet take place on that server here. So that allows for statewide gaming.
So would it be like an app, or would they be able to use it in the way that they had before? Is it something they have to download, or is it the same process?
Absolutely. All of our apps would be offered in every store available for download across the phones. That's exactly right. You download the app, you would go through our consumer protection and responsible gaming controls and download it, set up, and you're off to the races, ready for your parlays and ready for all the sports betting action you can handle.
So you're excited and hopeful that this will come together.
I am. You know, I truly believe that this is a great opportunity for the tribes and the state. I know that big belief that we'll be able to come together at the table and that they'll see this as a benefit. You know, we don't want to sit back for another year or two or three and not have the opportunity to engage Wisconsin and keep these benefits here. We're only giving a leg up and sending money out of the state if we don't allow us to get in front of this and bring this market to fruition.
Now, some of the opposers to the bill, some of the lawmakers, did mention some of the safeguards that you talked about, but how will they actually be implemented on these apps for people?
Yeah, in our minds, that's, again, a stringent ID monitoring and verification process, and know your customer, and our ability to, our new tools are advanced and have thus the ability to manage and look for problem gambling so we can deal with it before it occurs. And then just our overall investment in responsible gaming throughout the state and our commitment to these appropriate practices, not aggressive predatory that we've seen from these out guys who have multitude of violations and jurisdictions. Would like to believe that they're the answer to your solution, but it's not. We've seen success here in Wisconsin with this current framework, and we know we can deliver a competitive environment. I believe our app is incrementally above the competition and even the commercials. We've worked hard to make sure that we develop that. So I would say give us a chance, hear the table, and let's let Wisconsin bet.
And it would keep money in the state and within the tribes.
Absolutely, you know, absolutely. With what's at stake, we don't need them outside to come in and serve this market and shift it out. Like, the way that we keep the jobs and support the communities and for us to continue to reinvest in the city of Milwaukee, this is the pathway forward. Our ability to engage our customers and continue to build responsible gaming across the state of Wisconsin.
But how would it impact the relationships that you may already have with DraftKings and other companies like them?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, we've provided opportunities and clearly laid out the line. You know, if you're willing to abide by the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, then you're allowed into our competitive environment at the end of the day.
So will new compacts have to be made?
Absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, I believe that hopeful that the governor will listen to the tribes and we seize the majority of these and want the less Wisconsin bet. If he signs that, on the other side of that, we will work through this compact process in a unified front across all the tribes to bring together the right solution in a timely manner, because this is already happening and we're losing out an opportunity. So for us, it's critical that, you know, that we let Wisconsin bet.
And people will think, you know, casinos, they're bringing in a lot of money, but how does it really get down to impacting the tribes, and how is the money being used?
So our tribes, of course, you know, run a full tribal government that provides critical services to our elderly, to our language revitalization, to emergency services, to roads and infrastructure in and around their local community. So, you know, the tribes have shown for 35 years that they continue to invest in the communities that they've been a part of for hundreds of years. This is their home. This is what they want to protect. And it's, we just see that the benefit is, this is where it belongs, in the state with the tribes, and continue to allow us to grow.
And if the governor signs, is the next step the BIA and getting the federal government on board? Any thoughts on that, and will they support this?
Yeah, well, I certainly think they would. And our approach would be to work in a unified mission across all the tribes in a model compacting process that would deliver a fair and equitable solution for the market.
Another question I want to ask you. There's been a change. That the amount that's being considered for a jackpot has been risen from $1,200 to $2,000. How does that higher threshold for what's considered a jackpot affect guests here?
Well, it actually provides a better gaming experience. I don't have to stop every time a machine hits $1,200. I mean, we pay out millions in jackpots on a daily basis, so you can imagine how many times the $1,200 mark gets hit. So now you can stay in play and in action, and we don't have to initiate that W2G until 2000. So it's less work, less transactions that we have to do on the floor, and we allow the player experience to be a little more seamless and a little more engaged.
And another question, under new tax laws after jackpot, gamblers can see a write-off of 90% of their gambling losses instead of 100%. How does this impact customers and the casino?
Yeah, you know, that impacts each individual differently, mm-hmm. but we certainly, you know, in the industry would like to see that changed.
Mm-hmm. So last week was a positive week for online sports betting, and you're hoping that things continue to go on that track?
Yeah, this legislation was certainly a win for making us one step closer mm-hmm. to statewide mobile sports betting, and we see that as a win for the tribes and the state.
And for the lawmakers who were concerned and made some comments about follow the money and questioned, is this dirty money? How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I would look to the 35 years of history of tribal gaming and the relationships that we have. Look at what we have created, the responsible gaming, the communities, the infrastructure, and the jobs. Believe in us. Mm-hmm. We will deliver, and this is a partnership you can count on, and we will protect the consumers. We will bring responsible gaming to a next level. They made the right choice. These outside operators don't care about Wisconsin. These are elite guys sitting out in New York and Boston. This is the homeland. This is the Great Lakes. This is where it belongs, and we need to keep these benefits here and protect the land, protect the people, and continue to drive economics.
And lastly, this report would not only be on PBS Wisconsin for our host state to watch, but also with ICT Indian Country Today, a much larger reach. Any other thoughts that you want to share to the larger national Native community?
Yeah, come see me next week. I'll be talking about the hub and spoke model with tribal leaders from the San Manuel Nation. I also have a representative from the Stockbridge Muncie Nation will be joining us in center stage to talk about the success of Hub and Spoke and how Hub and Spoke can help you exercise your sovereignty and continue to push and support tribes in the way that we have been successful before.
Because it's in Florida, right? Did it start in Florida?
It did. The Hub and Spoke model started in Florida and was affirmed by the courts, and that recently came upon us. You know, 5 years ago, tribes didn't have the ability to push force this hub and spoke model. So to the other tribal nations, watch what we're doing. We have had a multitude of the biggest nations across the country have opined and helped us set this path and prepare, because we know that this, above all things, is an exercise of sovereignty and ability to create local economics for the state and the tribe, and to keep it here, to keep it here.
And lastly, within those compacts, I just want to understand, is that a renegotiation or new negotiation for online, and how much the casinos would give to the state? Is talk
absolutely. All those details would be for discussion in the model compacting process.
And would that be different per casino, or is it would be overall for the state?
Yeah, in general, we are going to keep a unified approach. So we hope to bring a fairly similar unified compact to the table that we all agreed on to make it easy for the state and the tribes.
Okay, I wanted that clarification.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this interview today.
Thank you.
Before I wrap it up, I want to just take a minute or two and just get a wide shot of you guys just conversing.
Okay.
Sure. So if you could stick to the topic.
All right. Yeah.
I'm not much of a gambler, but I like the slot machine.
Okay.
The slot machine is my thing. I used to play blackjack when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But I don't play anywhere. I may try it from time to time, but yeah.
Now, have you shot craps at all?
When I was younger.
It's a little scary, you know, they're different.
And, you know, the brothers in the hood.
Yeah. Was you playing a Burger King bathroom? I know I did.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Pool tables in people's houses, right? 7-Eleven, there wasn't much to bet on, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No, just dollars on the table. Not that I know anything about that.
No, those days are over, but you know, we knew.
Yeah, we knew. Yeah.
And I love the movie Casino.
Okay.
Absolutely. I could probably recite it word for word. Ginger.
That's my girl.
But it sounds like, you know, we could see in a month from now, you know, there could be a signature signed.
Yeah, we hope so, and hope that you know, he takes merit of all the key merits of what we bring to the table, you know, and look at what we're unified on and make a fair decision. You know, it's tough to get 100% of everybody in a row,
right.
Okay? And it's just a fact of life that we all don't have equal resources at the end of the day. So I would just, you know, hope that he listens to the tribes. You know, he's open your heart and hear what they have to say and why this is important, not for the tribes, but for the state. Give us a chance. Give us a chance. Sign the line. I mean, give us a chance to come together. If we don't, then don't sign a compact.
Mm-hmm.
But
do you have some meetings coming up, or does he reach out?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, we're heading tomorrow for our next Tribal Alliance meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We've held all tribe meetings, and this is our third of all 11 nations in Wisconsin as we continue to push this legislation forward and support the model compact process. So we've got another meeting up in the Menominee Reds tomorrow.
Okay.
And with all 11 nations and the tribal leaders, and we're asking everybody on the board, let's understand where you're at and what can we do to make sure that you're on board, because we feel a majority of the tribes are all on board. So let's talk about that, and let's work through that, because this is a partnership, and this is a big move, as we're the first state with multiple tribes to attempt to put in a hub and spoke model.
Right.
In order to protect our sovereignty and protect our markets, these commercials want to break their exclusivity and just say, I don't care that you pay taxes for 35 years, I'm here at doorstep and I should be terminated.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And the tribes don't get any of that money.
No. In fact, it's, in my eyes, it's aggressive, it's predatory. You look to divide and conquer and to get access to a market no matter what, and send your money back to the hedge fund. Where do we send ours to? Helping relearn our language, helping teach